Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller welcomed Haitian President Michel Martelly to the island for a 3-day state visit. President Martelly, who arrived on the island Wednesday, held bilateral talks with Mrs. Simpson Miller and paid courtesy calls on Governor General Sir Patrick Allen and Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness. The Haitian President also met with Minister of National Security Peter Bunting and other senior officials of the ministry. At a press conference following her discussions with Mr. Martelly, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller expressed the government's commitment to working closely with Haiti to ensure the Northern Caribbean becomes the engine of growth for the region. Mrs. Simpson Miller also announced a number of areas of cooperation between the two nations.
I am pleased that Jamaica has offered 4 scholarships to the government of Haiti, which are tenable at our heart NTA institutions, as well as 2 scholarships at our College of Agriculture. Haiti has been making significant strides in its reconstruction efforts, and Jamaica will continue to support Haiti in its progress towards achieving its development goals.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller has sent condolences to the people and government of the Republic of the Philippines in the wake of one of the strongest storms to date, Typhoon Haiyan. On November 8, the devastating Category 5 typhoon ravaged the Southeast Asian country. In the letter, excerpts of which were read by Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner at a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday, Mrs. Simpson Miller said she is deeply saddened by the tragedy which claimed the lives of thousands.
The government and the people of Jamaica grieve with the people of the Philippines at this time of wide-scale loss and suffering. I extend our profound condolences, especially to the immediate families and relatives of the victims, and wish you strength and courage as you commence the daunting task of the reconstruction process.
Senator Faulkner also used the weekly Jamaica House press briefing to announce deepening diplomatic ties between Jamaica and Japan in the area of sport. This as the Japanese government has offered to allow Jamaican athletes to travel to that country to utilize its sports facilities and infrastructure for training. Senator Faulkner says the proposal was made during Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller's recent visit to Japan earlier this month.
The meeting with the Japan Olympic Committee produced an offer from Japan for Jamaican youth to benefit from training at Japan's National Training Center and their Institute of Sports Science.
And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley last week reaffirmed Jamaica's commitment to eliminate doping in professional sports around the world. Addressing the 4th World Conference on Doping in Sport last week in South Africa, Minister Nita Headley said despite facing financial challenges, Jamaica is committed to doing whatever is necessary to enhance its testing program. The minister added that the combined testing efforts of the International Sports Federations and the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission ensure that Jamaican athletes are comprehensively tested in and out of competition. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Caroline Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.